Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show in Houston. And our big lineup continues tonight. We are so delighted to have back with us from NBA TV and NBA Radio. He's a hybrid. He can do it all. That, of course, is Jared Greenberg. He is back in the saddle, and we are very anxious to get his thoughts on a variety of topics across the NBA. Happy holidays and good evening, Jared. It's nice to have you with us.
Oh, thank you. Happy holidays to you. Hope everybody's doing well.
We're doing great. And let's start out west with the best team on the planet. Talking about Golden State, they certainly have everyone talking. And tonight's game with the Celtics will certainly be an intriguing game to watch. In your opinion, though, what team has got the best shot and the personnel to beat the Warriors?
The Dream Team from 92.
Okay.
No, I mean they're going to lose, as Luke Walton said the other day. You know, they're not delusional. They recognize what they're going through, but they don't think that they're going to win all 82 games. But I think the approach that they're taking is so special because, you know, I spoke to some people who were on that 94 Rockets team that started off 15-0, and I also talked to some people from that 72 Lakers team that won 33 straight, which is what Golden State's chasing right now. And everybody to a man that I've spoke to says they never wanted to talk about it or acknowledge it. It's almost like a pitcher throwing a no-hitter. You never talk about it until it's over. The Warriors are totally the opposite. They're saying, yeah, we want to be a part of history. It was great to set the record for best start to a season. Now we want to chase down the Lakers. And I think the thought process is you don't look at it big picture, but each time you go into a game, you never say, oh, this is the game we're going to lose. You look at the opponent in front of you and you say, we're going to try and win. And I just don't think that there really are too many teams that match up. Now, they're going to lose. They're going to have an issue at some point. There's going to be a team, and this Boston team tonight is one that has been playing great basketball. They can go small. They can play a little bigger. And I think that they have the opportunity to challenge what Golden State does. And at some point, they're just going to run out of gas, and it could be tonight.
Well, Jared, is there a team in the West, though, that you think presents the best challenge against the Warriors?
Well, I think the obvious answer is San Antonio, because the way San Antonio stays stubborn with their two bigs in Aldridge and Duncan, and I think once we finally do get the San Antonio-Golden State matchup, which is not for a while, we don't get that one until January 25th,
wow,
which is amazing that it's going to be that long until those two play. How, when Greg Popovich keeps those two bigs out there, what does Luke Walton do? You know, that ice unit that they've been throwing out there with Draymond Green playing the center spot. Can Luke Walton, or if it's hopefully by then it's Steve Kerr, is back and feeling healthy, but can they afford to run that lineup out there with Duncan and Aldridge? And I think that's going to be the biggest question this season, is when those two teams meet up, how each one stays stubborn and who gives first.
Jared Greenberg of NBA TV and NBA Radio joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are interactive. We would love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at E Radio Sports, and you can always email the show at Alyssa@YahooSportsRadio.com. And Jared, of course, you know you spend so much time interviewing so many of the greats that have been a part of this league. What is some of the insight and feedback that you're getting from these guys on the best way to counter Golden State? I mean, how do you dethrone the defending NBA champion?
Well, it's so funny you ask that, because it seems like everybody's got a different opinion, and some of the old school guys that we talk to are so headstrong about, you know, the guys are so soft now that they're playing. You know, we speak to Isaiah Thomas and they're saying you got to be more physical. You know, we talk to Eddie Johnson, who works on SiriusXM NBA Radio with us, and he says, well, I wish guys were more physical. He was a great scorer for Phoenix back in the day. He says, I loved it when guys were physical with me. It made me a better player. So I don't think there's one consistent answer with how people feel like they should be guarding them. The one thing, though, is I think the legends that we speak to say we wish they would defenses would pick them up more full court and go more, a little more old school with not allowing Golden State to get into you. But the problem is that they act so quick that Golden State, when you score on a fast break bucket on Golden State, that's almost the worst thing you could do, because they're already, before the ball goes through the basket, it seems like they're on the other end,
they've advanced
and they've executed a fast break. So it's unbelievable how just how smart they are with the basketball.
Okay, we're zeroing in on the Golden State Warriors with Jared Greenberg of NBA TV tonight, right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, and I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Okay, so long-term Golden State, as the season plays out, I mean, what's your prognostications? I mean, how many games ultimately will they win? Are we talking like 75, or is that an inflated number?
No, I don't think anything is out of the question right now. I'm trying to figure out a way they go 98-0 right through the playoffs.
Not right.
Every game. But no, I mean, they're going to have their slip-ups. There's going to be a surprise team that gets them. I'm not that great at math, so I'm trying to figure out exactly how many games they can afford to lose the rest of the way. But for them to beat the Bulls of 96 and win 73 games, I don't think that's out of the question. But at some point, they're going to pull back. You know, Klay Thompson, we'll see how his ankle responds from the other night. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't play at all tonight against Boston, or if he does, Luke Walton really monitoring his minutes. And I think those are things that will start to play out. Steph Curry has sat out a lot of fourth quarters, but he's still playing a decent amount of minutes, especially lately with games like Toronto. And as we saw the other night, the game going down, Steph Curry had to come back in because that big lead that Golden State built up got evaporated with Indiana. So I wouldn't be surprised if we start to see Luke Walton at some point pull the reins a little tighter and lessen the minutes for some of his stars.
Okay, Jared, you mentioned Klay Thompson sprains his ankle against the Pacers. I mean, he lit it up, drains 10 three-pointers, 39 points. Okay, so with him potentially out tonight against the Celtics, I mean, how might his absence and injury affect the Warriors moving forward?
Well, you know, as you heard so many people talk about, the biggest strength the Warriors had last year was that they stayed relatively healthy. Now, a couple of injuries, David Lee and Andrew Bogut, helped open up what eventually became this unbelievable unit with Draymond Green and the way he played, and then Festus Ezeli showing that he could play. Harrison Barnes has been out. If Klay Thompson misses significant time, I think it just goes to show what their strength is, their depth. Now, you can't be without Klay Thompson for a long period of time and think that Golden State's going to be okay. But again, they didn't have much adversity last year. This year, they start the season without their head coach. They lose Bogut for a couple games. They lose Klay Thompson for a game. He had a back injury that he probably should have sat out more time with. This team, now we're going to see how they respond to some internal challenges. Because as LeBron James pointed out a few weeks ago, they got really fortunate. There was no team that was healthier than them last year, it seemed like. So we'll see how they respond. I think they have the depth to do it. They just can't do it for a long stretch of time. No team can.
Absolutely. We talk about Golden State. We look at their schedule and you zero in on it for the month of December, Christmas Day. You were just talking about LeBron James. They'll face the Cavaliers. But what about, let's back up, let's talk about the Dallas Mavericks. I mean, they have certainly exceeded expectations, been a bit of a surprise team. And Rick Carlisle, I mean, he loves those X's and O's. I mean, who knows what they could do in that particular outing?
Yeah, Rick Carlisle is definitely in the running for Coach of the Year right now. I think he's done an unbelievable job with this roster. So many people, including myself, thought that you could count out Dallas from making the playoffs. You know, as soon as they lost out on LaMarcus, on DeAndre Jordan, you thought, okay, this is going to be a rebuild. But I can't believe how well Darren Williams is playing. And I think Darren Williams, the other night, he was in New York and made some comments about how it was everybody else's fault, everybody was always blaming him for his struggles in Brooklyn, and he talked about how he was never healthy. Well, he looks healthy now, and we'll see if Darren Williams can handle being in the spotlight as he continues to play well. You know, they're going to have to keep it going here. They come off a loss against Atlanta. They've got a tough stretch here, Dallas, with Washington, Phoenix, Indiana, Memphis, Toronto. This is going to be a good 4-5-game test to see where Dallas really is. I don't think they're going to be an upper echelon team in the West, but now it certainly seems like they're a team that's going to be in that 8-7-6 range in the playoffs. And as you always hear, the cliche goes, you never want to play a Rick Carlisle team with him, his team having not having home court advantage, because that's a scary matchup for one of those top four seeds in the West.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about the renaissance that's taken place with Darren Williams this year, but what about Zaza Pachulia? Did you know that he was this good? I mean, I had Del Harris on the show last week, and he talked about how he has just been so underrated.
Yeah, you know, I think he serves a great purpose. I think he did a really nice job in Milwaukee last year. You know, for many years in Atlanta, he was the steady center that they always counted on. Jason Kidd utilized him a lot last year. I think that's somebody that they're missing. That's one of the reasons why their defense has slipped as much as it has. But, yeah, and, you know, this has been the Rick Carlisle way. He's found guys over the last few years, you know, like a Brandon Wright, who was there and ended up being traded in the Rondo deal. These are guys that he finds. And Zaza Pachulia is a proven veteran. He's not going out trying to score 20 points a night. He knows his role. He's there to rebound. He's there to play defense. And when he's got an opportunity, he's got to convert. And that's what he's done so far this season. And right now, Pachulia is having one of the best years of his career, giving you a double-double of almost 11 points and 10 rebounds a night. And the best part is, you know, he's solid. He's going to play 30 minutes a night, and he's just going to he's never going to be somebody who disappoints you in terms of what he does.
And Dwight Powell has played very well for Carlisle's system as well. He has. The NBA conversation continues with Jared Greenberg right after this quick timeout.